Chapter 1. The Prefect's Secret. Just after dark one evening, I was sitting and thinking while smoking a pipe. It was the end of a windy autumn day in the year 1845. I was sitting with my good friend Cedric Auguste Dupin in the little library at the back of his apartment. He lived on the third floor of a building on Rue du Nord in Paris. For over an hour, we sat deep in silence. To someone looking at us, it might have seemed like we were concentrating on the smoke rising from our pipes. It rose to the ceiling, where it made a thick cloud. But really, I was thinking about what Dupin and I had been talking about earlier in the day. We had talked about a crime in Rue Morgue last week, and also the mystery of the murder of Marie Roget. Suddenly, the door of the apartment was thrown open, and our old friend, Mr. Gilbert, the prefect of the Parisian police, walked in. Since I had just been thinking about crimes, it seemed like an interesting coincidence. We gave him a warm welcome because it had been several years since we had seen him, and besides, we liked him. Although he was not the smartest man in Paris, he was a friendly and honest person. Gilbert said that he had come to ask Dupin's opinion about a case that was causing him a lot of trouble. Dupin and I had been sitting in the dark, so when Gilbert had come in, Dupin had stood up to light a lamp. But hearing Gilbert's words, he sat down again without lighting the lamp. "Let's stay in the dark. If you are going to ask us to think about a mystery, we can think better that way," Dupin said.
"You always have such odd ideas," said Gilbert.
The prefect had a habit of calling everything that he did not understand odd, and because there were many things he did not understand, he saw a lot of things as odd.
"Very true," said Dupin, as he gave his visitor a pipe to smoke and pulled a comfortable chair up for him to sit in.
"So, what is the problem now?" I asked. "No more serious crimes or murders, I hope."
"Oh, no, nothing as bad as that. The fact is, the case is actually very simple, and I'm quite sure that we can handle it perfectly well by ourselves. But then I thought that Dupin would like to hear the details of the case, because it is so extremely odd."
"So the case is simple, but also odd," said Dupin.
"Yes, that's true. But it's not really that simple. The fact is, we at the police station have all been very puzzled. The case seems so simple, but we haven't been able to solve it."
"Maybe what is confusing you is that the case is too simple," said my friend.
"Dupin, that is nonsense," replied the prefect, laughing loudly.
"Perhaps the mystery is a little too easy," said Dupin.
"Oh, good heavens! I've never heard of such an idea."
"Maybe the answer is just too obvious." Our visitor laughed loudly, very amused.
"Oh, Dupin, stop joking around, or I will die of laughter."
"Could you tell us a little more about the case?" I asked.
"Of course I will tell you," replied the prefect.
He took a long, steady puff from his pipe and settled himself into his chair.
"I can tell you about it in just a few words. But before I begin, let me warn you that this case is an important secret. If anyone found out that I had told you, I would probably lose my job."